Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies. I'm Anthony, and this podcast is going to be focusing on the positive things that are coming out of the news, what's going on, on how we can really kind of focus and move forward as a group so that we can really take back our countries, really take back, what we, our representation of, or of what we have wanted in a representation. And I'm hoping that is a lot of ideas of the community and everything else going forward so that we can really kind of get to the bottom of things, have solutions, and spread the goodness that there is in this world, right? There's a lot of negative to go around. We can focus a lot on the negative. The devil likes to do the negative, but with God guiding us, I'm hoping that we can get the positive out there, get the positive things back entrenched in society, and start turning our governments back into, actual things for the people instead of things that want to take from the people and destroy the people. And that's the way I kind of see it right now, is hopefully we can get through and break through some of the things. Because we'll start off the top here of my little list that I have, which is the vaccine mandates. It's crazy that it has come to this, but it seems like they had to, right? They had to come down to the vaccine mandates, of course, right? It's not like Biden, we didn't listen to him, right? We didn't all get vaccinated to prove that we were, wanting to end this pandemic, which is pretty much what they are trying to tell us. The pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's still hard to get that out. It's just, trying to wrap my mind around that is very hard. I don't know if anyone else is trying to, jump over their, words just to try to figure out that one in their head. But going through and telling me that the unvaccinated are the problem is really kind of strange. And it doesn't make logical sense. Maybe one day somebody will explain it to me. And they've gone through this mandate thing that has gone through and said, hey, first off, we cannot mandate anything. Dr. Fauci has said, we don't want to mandate anything. And you're going, okay, then why are you mandating stuff now, right? And Dr. Fauci said it like this, if we're going to mandate it, it doesn't show the vaccine is good. I really want to know how many people said, oh yeah, now that it's being forced upon me, I know it's safe and it's going to be just okay for me to take. I just don't comprehend that, and maybe somebody can help me here, but it's baffling to me. Now, in all of this, the great thing about it is that we have some really good people out there that have done a lot of work to help us try to get through this, try to stop the vaccine mandates, and try to even get around them, right? With exemptions, with, religious exemptions. So you have, the Healthy American, you have Sidney Powell, you have, even Dr. Jane Ruby and the Stu Peters Show, the High Wire, a lot of these, and I know I'm missing because there's so many out there that I've listened to, but them going through and giving us resources are very valuable. And I thank God that they've actually gone through and gave us these resources. They're working really hard to get all these through. I know the Healthy American, she's out there, Peggy Hall in California with that mess. Oh gosh, Gavin Newsom again. So, she's staying on top of it. She's doing a great job. So I'm hoping that with this, we keep on pressing. With the vaccine mandates, we've even seen states now trying to stand up for their rights. At some point, states are going to have to say, no more. We're cutting you off, right? You have the numerary powers government. That's it. There's going to become a point that enough is enough for even the states, right? I think the people are starting to get there, which is good. We're all going through this emotional roller coaster, to say the least. And I'm not going to say that the government's kind of toying with our emotions, but it's a roller coaster of just the government saying, we don't respect you as a populace. And that roller coaster, I think, is one that takes you a little bit to say, oh, it's a gut punch, right? Especially if you trusted the government, right? Especially if you thought the government was the end-all, be-all, that they had your best interest at heart. It is a gut punch, right? And I've been, for many, many years, since I was in high school, the government, I've always thought, did not have my best interest at heart. And, you know, maybe that's how I grew up, or, you know, I grew up in rural areas. But it's crazy to think that you would trust somebody else over what information you have. Now, people say trust doctors, trust this or that. While there's some good doctors out there, doctors are also very good at diagnosing, right? They're diagnosticians, right? They're really good at diagnosing and trying to get a good solution out there, as long as they're not paid not to or told not to. And those that avoid that are, you know, the great ones. They're rare. They're in between. They're diamonds in the rough. So you have those people that are going to get you around the vaccine mandates, protect you the best as possible. You know, you have different resources that you've gone through, and you see that these doctors, like the, Dr. Zelesko, I pronounced it wrong, out of New York, with the Z-Stack protocol, and different things to keep you healthy and to try to defeat COVID. So you have these different resources that are given out to us that God has blessed us with in doing different things to be able to do it. And these are doctors that are willing to give up. I know that there was one in Mexico that is, chloride dioxide or something that he's using down there. So I just heard of it today. I'm still doing some research on it. It is crazy the amount of things that can help defeat COVID, but yet we have a mandate for a vaccine. What? It's mind-boggling to me, and I'm sure that you're just as mind-boggled, right? How you have these different things, and you can go through and have a solution. But all of these people are standing up and trying to give us the opportunity to get out of this and a solution around it right now. Right? We want to stop the mandates, right? We want to go through and stop everything that's possible about these mandates. We want to start giving our government back to the people instead of back to whoever's controlling it right now and whoever thinks that the unvaccinated are the pandemic. Basically, I mean, that's pretty insulting, right? But to me, it even seems as, you know, you are in a pandemic. You as a person are a pandemic. And we have to protect the vaccinated. I thought the vaccinated got the vaccine to protect themselves from the virus. Until you switch the definition of what a virus is. Very interesting here, government. So why do you trust the government if they're switching all that stuff? Right? Don't do your own research. You know, get the information. Doctors are diagnosticians, right? They are not, you know, the scientists that do the research and everything else. And when everyone says, I listen to the doctors for things, well, that's fine and dandy, but if a doctor told you to jump off the bridge because it's good for your health and there's concrete underneath there, would you do it? It's, at what point do you say, I really have to think for myself, right, in this? And we have to hang together to make sure we don't do that. And I think we are in a position right now where God's guiding us. Nurses that are out there that are trying to be forced off the job, God bless you, guys. I am praying for you. You guys are doing a great job on holding the line. I appreciate that. You guys going out there and saying, hey, this is what's actually going on, and this is, you know, what I stand for. So I appreciate that. I know that, there's a lot of strain in the medical industry right now with these mandates, and a lot more strain with even losing nurses and stuff. You know what? I get it. We've had our pediatrician for our kids retire now, and so now that's going on a whole nother search for us, which is, you know, crucial, because we want to have a good pediatrician, and he was a great pediatrician, and now we have to look for a new one. So I really hope we can find a good one, and it's kind of crucial that we get one sooner than later, for, you know, so that we can get orders filled and everything else for the kids. It's kind of important. So yeah, it's really hard. If you have any ideas, right, emails in the description, drop me an email. I'd be more than willing to take a look at it. So with that though, I want to jump in to the High Wire. I had some really good stuff this week. Highly go do it. But Clay Clark was on there, and he talked about medical fraud, religious fraud, and voter fraud. Go take a look. He has the Thrive Time show, and right now he's doing a thing, Time to Free America, that has all these events across the country with all these great speakers. So definitely check that out. But talking about the medical fraud, religious fraud, and voter fraud, and I was thinking about that. Yeah, he's right. There's a lot of fraud out there. These vaccine mandates are for the medical fraud. They are covering up these hospitals and everybody, you know, not prescribing, you know, HCQ and vectorminicide, even going down, and I hear they're controlling the, what is it, anecdotal antibodies. Now, all these other things, just restricting them, slowing them down, not getting them to them. The cheap medicine, you know, I try to stay up on my health, right? I really do. And it makes it, you know, listening to some of these doctors that are curing a lot and, you know, having a great success with COVID, I'm listening to a lot of what they're doing and giving their patients, because what happens if they wipe that information off, right? We have to keep sharing that information and getting out there. So I highly, and it's to circumvent that medical fraud. At some point, right, all these frauds are going to come up, right? Because you can't have, it's a pendulum, right? The pendulum swings in the fraud way, which is wrong. But then you have to swing, it always swings the other way, right? That exact same distance. So there's going to be a correction at some point. And maybe it's me and, you know, believing in God and knowing where that path is, that ethically I can't do that, right? I hope I never be in that situation where I ever get down the wrong path. Hopefully I don't go that crazy and go down that path. But with that medical fraud, religious fraud, and voter fraud, right, the medical part, and even the voter fraud, well, all of them, how are you going to look yourself in the, you know, look yourself in the eyes in the mirror and say, I did what was right? And then look, when it comes down to like the medical fraud, and let's say you could have saved a patient with a certain drug, but then you decided to go someplace else and you look down there and said, I did the right thing to that person, right? And the patient dies. I did everything I could, but you didn't subscribe to stuff that the government or whoever else is blocking you from releasing or giving them. That to me is, I can't do that, right? I want people to have the information. I want people to go make their own decisions. And from there, that's something else, right? If you give me the option of, I have these two options, and this one's more likely to save your life, this one isn't, and I choose the other one, that's on me. That's not on, you know, the medical person or anything else. But that, right, if you as a medical professional or as a election official or a religious leader and everything, you're committing fraud to people, how does that affect you personally? And hopefully that this, you know, I pray for those people that they come and they see the light and they kind of correct their ways, right? Because that's going to be that's ultimately a good thing, right? Correcting your ways and coming back and giving us the information we need, right? Because they've been on the other side. They know those incarnate details, what happens on them. We can take those and use them to our benefit. So, Clay Clark, thank you for those questions. Thank you for pointing that out. I really appreciate it. And just getting me to think more, I think that those are really, really good. Now, jumping into some other weirdness that's happening, we have General Milley with his phone call to China and circumventing Trump, saying that we will call you if we decide to do anything, and that whole fiasco. And this also goes, and I want to include the Dr. Fauci thing about how people are telling him he lied in front of Congress, and so now it's talking about resigning. Biden did a horrible thing with Afghanistan, so now he should resign. My question is when did we start saying everyone just needs to resign? You know, we had this with Andrew Cuomo. He actually did resign. Why not, you know, and I think everyone should have a right to their trial. It should not be, you know, just you are innocent until proven guilty. But we're going through and we're always saying resign, resign, resign. That's not holding anybody accountable for anything. I think what we need to have is that more people need to be charged with stuff and held accountable. If we as citizens are held and charged for stuff, why don't we just, well, today I'll resign from this. I'm okay. Right? You committed a crime. Oh, I'll just resign from doing it. I'll resign from this post that I'm doing. Why do they get off with resignations? And why does everyone just want to resign or even just keep the position if they decide not to? But then, you know, us, the citizens that, you know, here in the United States, it's we the people, not I the government. I think that people need to be held accountable more. And I believe one day people will be held accountable, right? I believe God will help us correct this and hold people accountable. And I think it's crucial that we do this and hold people accountable. Because otherwise, what do you have? You don't have anything substantial that you can go through and do if you're not holding everyone accountable, right? Because you have a two-tiered system. You have people that can do whatever they want, and then other people, we the people, that can't do anything. And then you have the policing force that's in that political corruption. And, you know, maybe there's good police out there. I hope there is. I really respect sheriffs a lot, right? They're elected. So I really enjoy sheriffs because, one, they were voted in by the people. You have people like the FBI, though, that mind-boggling me how they're even still around with how bad they've been all these years. But, the good thing is, in all of that, right, with people that have done these egregious things, is that they're out in the open. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Right, if they were behind, you know, closed doors doing all this, and then we never heard anything, the media is good enough to cover up stuff, and they're really good at convincing a lot of people just to follow them blindly. So, you know, the media could run nonstop blitz ads. You know, big tech can shut down any Twitter, shut down any information it wants. So, that information could be sealed up as fast as it got out. Yet it's still out. Now, I think that we're going through and we're getting someplace with all this big tech stuff. I think that we're starting to develop enough alternative items that we can kind of get around it and still get information out. But it still takes time, right? It takes a learning experience. It takes getting the information out there. And we're on a learning curve, which, fine, right? we all need to learn. We all need to keep on growing and keep on going through. I listen to A Bible in a Year, which is a podcast that they go through each day. They read more of the Bible, which is great. I've read the Bible before, so now I'm going through it auditory, just a different way for me to learn. And it's a, you know, it's a great, just another learning perspective for me, and re-listening to, or after I've read it, listening to it to understand that more. And, you know, maybe we'll get there. I think we're going to get there. And learn more, learn their ways, learn how to just be able to meet them in the field of the battle, which is, you know, big tech, anywhere. Big tech platform, small tech platform, being able to communicate not only to them but to ourselves, and so that we can be able to go through and have a message that's coherent that they are not able to kind of destroy right away or wipe out off the internet so fast. So just a last thing here is, let's start talking. Actually, two more things. First, I want to talk about the abortions and the Texas law. You know, I'm all for the right to life. Everyone has that option. If you're a baby, you're in the womb, you're a baby, you have the right to life. That's where I stand on it. I'm not changing it. I've had a preemie, so, and a lot of work, but guess what? Still wouldn't change it for the world. Beautiful child. So that the good the Texas law is good. I was reading an article today about New Hampshire. Go take a look, that they are funding different like family centers instead of just Planned Parenthood that offer abortion as well. They're only going to fund the ones that don't. I like that. That's a very good step. These kids, right, these babies have the right to life. They're all uniquely made in God's eyes. And God has created them for a unique reason. And you never know if that one is going to go through, give you an opportunity to, you know, solve cancer, solve, you know, this or that problem, right? These are things I think about, you know. I pray every night for the horridness of abortion, that it will end. But in that is that these babies, just who knows how great they can be, and they're made in God's image, so they have the opportunity to be just amazing. And to see them not even see the right to life is just saddening to me. And hopefully a lot of other people see it that way as well. I just don't see how, and maybe somebody will explain it to me one day of how they really see it on the other side. But to me, you know, well, I've seen it at, you know, a very early stage, right, in a preemie baby, where, you know, it's just slightly bigger than your hand, and it being able to be, with modern technology today, being able to grow up to be a, you know, a kid, which is a huge deal. So I really enjoy that, and just amazing things and the steps that they can take and how they develop and everything else. I think it's a marvel, right? These kids are marvels. What God can do is miraculous. So let's put it out there, right? And keep these beautiful images of God around. So that's where I stand on that. I want to touch on that because that's one thing that's close to my heart, is the right to life. The, you know, we all have that right here. God has created us. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? We all have that. Even though the government doesn't think so, the government wants to take it away. Government wants to control that. However, we have it. So let's keep it that way. Let's always remember that, because that's our hope, right? Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's our hope that we have, that's what we strive to here. And even across the world, to just, you know, remember, God created you. You know, it wasn't the government that created your rights. It was God that created and gave you the right to life. So The government doesn't have to control you on what you put on your body, what you do, this or that, and the next thing. Especially when you don't test something and you make the human guinea pigs a test. So we'll get to mail-in ballots or voting fraud. And I'm not going to just focus on mail-in ballots, but I will go on this a little bit. Mail-in ballots are bad, right? They're horrible. But the focus of only fixing mail-in ballots cannot be the only focus, right? We have to correct that because, as we saw with the California recall, it's a complete mess. Holy cow. If even half of what is true of what people are tweeting out there about the recall, about being able to shine a flashlight through to see what the ballots, who they voted for, about, you know, people going in and not having, you know, saying that they already voted even though they haven't voted yet. If even half of that's true, I mean, I've even seen a video where the numbers changed in the, what was it, CNN or MSNBC feed for the ballot to change the percentage by 500,000 votes, was it? Roughly, when I saw it. Even with all that, right? Even if half that's true, mail-in ballots are not the only way that they cheat, right? And we're seeing this from some of the things come out from the Arizona audit with canvassing. You know, mail-in ballots are a problem. However, these machines are also a problem, right? And one thing I also want to mention to this is I was saw this on a Matt Couch was replying to somebody on Twitter, at Real Matt Couch, and he said the best way to stop fraud is to vote in record numbers. If you're dumb enough not to vote, they'll never have to steal an election again. You can't prove fraud by not voting. My God, our side may be as lost as the left. So that was a quote from Matt Couch at Real Matt Couch on Twitter. And he's right, right? In that, with the mail-in vote, right? If you go out and vote and all of a sudden there is saying that they, oh, you already voted, but you didn't vote yet, right? That's proof for voter fraud, mail-in vote fraud probably, or even just already trying to vote in your name at the poll. So that's one source of trying to combat the fraud and showing that there is some there. But if you don't show up to vote, the other side doesn't have to try anything, right? And maybe that was probably their point, right? We can get them so disgusting that voting doesn't matter that we don't even have to steal an election anymore. In that same time, though, let's say you want to go out and vote in record numbers again and all of a sudden do it, their machines may be even more sophisticated. The machines and software are also crucial in voter fraud. You can manipulate software however you want quite easily. And unless you have insight into that software, manipulation, changing the code, updating, you know, making it work in my favor is very easy. And that's an important notion not to forget as well. Maybe we have to go to paper ballots, right? Count them by hand, and, you know, maybe you have a corrupt person here or there, but you don't have a corrupt network of machines that can just automatically do it. There's so many facets of voter fraud, and I think the Arizona audit is going to show this. The canvassing showed some of it, that it's hard to wrap your head around. Right? People say, well, there was a recount here. I'm in Wisconsin. And I've been trying to focus on the Wisconsin audit here, trying to get that going. I tell you, if you're in Wisconsin, it's like pulling teeth right now. There is no movement here from a lot of our representatives, and it's very sad. I don't think that a lot of our representatives even care. If they did, they should make more noise, right? And So when they can start making the noise, then I'll start to see that you care. But the voter fraud, we have to fix 2020 if we expect anything down the road. Fixing it is forensic auditing every election. I say across 50 states. And when people say, well, it's going to cost money, they spend so much of our money in so many stupid ways that you can take a little bit of money to spend on the forensic audit. At least with a forensic audit, it's paying people here to actually count votes and people here to do stuff rather than throwing the money off to a foreign country. It's crazy to me that you're willing to throw money, let's say even Afghanistan, but you're not willing to throw money to make sure your elections are audited. And not audited, like we have a recount. I read it like this. I think it was Javon Hutton-Pulitzer. You know, great guy, working on the voter fraud stuff, along with many people on that. But I believe he put out a thing, and if it was somebody else, I apologize. But if you had 18 apples, and you recount them, there's 18 apples. But if 5 of those apples are plastic, another 5 are oranges, 2 more are pears, well, then you have 12 apples out of that 18 that don't matter because they're not apples. So why you don't count the fraudulent votes again? It mild my mind. Yeah, we recounted it. It's just, you know, it's very close to the same number. Might not even be the same number. Well, that tells you one thing. Maybe you should recount it again, right? But then you go through and you start looking at the fraud and you're saying, well, those don't line up. Well, then how many of those that didn't line up could be wrong again a third time? Then how many were even illegally voted for? And not having a punishment for breaking the voting laws or arresting people is mind-boggling to me. People need to go through and be held accountable. This goes back to earlier in the video. It doesn't matter who you are. Accountability is crucial. And hopefully we go through and I think we will start having the pendulum swing in our direction. You know, God is going to help us correct this, whatever it looks like. I'm not going to predict what it looks like. I have hopes of what it's going to look like. But God is going to be guiding us in a direction here. And I pray every day that Jesus will help us through this because it's a battle. And the hope that we have is that we're learning fast. I mean, we are getting information out faster than I have ever seen it here. I mean, in my high school days, that was a long time ago now. It gets longer each day. But we are learning so much faster. We are getting information out so much better. And we have so many good people that can pick up on little details that are questioning things and putting this out there so we can start seeing what's going on. So I hope that this is a beginning to a good podcast. Let me know what your thoughts are on it as well. Shoot me an email or something, and we'll see how next week goes. I plan on doing these once a week right now. Maybe if I have a special guest or something, there'll be a special one once a week. But I'm excited to see what we can do as a group with everybody out there, because I think that we are starting to move and catch up, right? It's like a 5K race, but you start after everyone's, you know, already done 2K of the race. But you know, and all of a sudden, you're getting to 4K and you're starting to see all the people. You're just happen to be blazing through. So let's keep up that race. Let's get to the finish line here, and let's, with God, let's say a couple prayers here, and make sure I'm praying for you guys. Let's get this done, because it might be more than just a little time. It might take some time, which I'm okay with, but I think we can get there. So with God, anything's possible, and in the end, God always wins. So God bless, and thanks for joining me today.